What is the name of that?
Whiskey in the Jar, it's
Whiskey
called.
Whiskey in the Jar.
That's the song that has that I Am a Bold Deceiver in it.
Years ago.
Yeah, right. I haven't heard that one in 30 years.
Yeah, now. Right. I haven't either. I just remembered it.
The whole song, words and all.
Well, whack fall the daddy-o.
Whack fall the daddy-o.
Right. Daddy-o. It's got great lyrics. It's
God,
a cool song.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's a cool song.
I guess that's Irish.
I hope so.
Yeah.
As I was walking over Kildare Mountain, met Colonel Pepper and his money he was counting. Fired off my pistols and I rattled my saber, saying stand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver. Moshe Ringham Durham Da. Whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. See, them shiny golden coins sure look bright and jolly. Took the money home and I gave it to my Molly. She promised and she vowed that she never would deceive me. But the devil's in the women and they never can be easy. Moshe Ringham Durham Da. Whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Take my fists, so I knocked down a sentry. Bid a long farewell to that cold penitentiary. Moshe Ringham Durham Da. Whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Some take delight in fishing and bowling, others take delight in the carriage of Rome. I take delight in the juice of the barley, courting pretty women in the morning so early. Moshe Ringham Durham Da. Whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. As I was riding over Kildare Mountain, I met Colonel Pepper and his money he was counting. Shot off my pistols and I rattled my saber, saying stand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver. Moshe Ringham Durham Da. Whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I just,
yeah,
a folk song, cool one though.
All right, Straz.
Yes, yes. So when I started planning the show, I had a few guidelines that I wanted to follow or rules to follow, and one of them was not to play any Dead with Jerry in there. Of course, in the spirit of Jerry, we broke that with the first tune. There's a couple other rules that I'll talk about later that I broke. But anyway,
that you broke.
Come my own rules. You can break your own rules, right? That's what Jerry would do, I would think. So anyway, yeah, that was Whiskey in the Jar from the box collection, So Many Roads, and that was recorded, I guess, either in a rehearsal or maybe a warm up for a show on a 216-93.
I love that song.
It's a great song. Yeah, Josh was singing it as he was walking out. He just did. I just remembered. Just remembered the whole song. Funny, I was reading about Thin Lizzy, and that was actually Thin Lizzy's first hit in the UK. Was a cover of Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah, I've heard their version.
I haven't heard their version, but I was wondering. I could look to see the date that Jerry did it. Well, maybe he heard it, and that's what brought it back to mind. Thin Lizzy.
All right. So
anyway, let's move on.
What's next?
What's next is Catfish John, one of my favorite Jerry songs, maybe my favorite Jerry song.
All right, here we go.
Come the morning, I'd always be Oh, catfish jump. Thank you.
All right, Straz, nice job.
That Catfish John at the top of the hour was from March 22, 1978. It's actually recorded at Veterans Hall in Sevastopol. Quite a coincidence since it's Veterans Day. Jerry's band at that point was Jerry, Donna Jean Godshaw, Keith Godshaw, Maria Muldaur, John Kahn is always bass player, and Buzz Bolchero. That was a song by Bob McDill and Alan Reynolds were the authors. And then we went into went to King College in New Jersey on February 28th, 1980 for the Eleanor Rigby, Lennon McCartney song, and the After Midnight, which is a J.J. Cale song. Personnel on that song were Jerry, Ozzy Owlers, John Kahn, and Johnny Danseca.
Cool. And we're going, what are we doing next year?
Next, we're going to 1976, February 13th, Keystone in Berkeley, California.
All right. This should be a good
one. Who was John?
This should be a good one. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Straz.
All right. So that was two in a row. Who Was John, which I think is probably a traditional spiritual. And then How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, written by a Holland Dozier and Holland, an old Motown song that Marvin Gaye originally covered. Anyway, the personnel on that, those two were pretty much the same. Jerry, Donna Jean Godshall with her characteristic wailing that seemed to fit Who Was John really well. Keith Godshall, I love the piano and guitar interaction and interplay. I think Jerry and Keith were very simpatico when they played together, especially in the Jerry Garcia Band. The Dead also, but also there, John Kahn. And then Ron Tutt played drums. Ron Tutt also played drums for Elvis Presley. This is like the 6 degrees of Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, no kidding.
No kidding. So, yeah, next we're going to go into Jimmy McCracklin, Diedrich Malone song.
Cool. Before we go there, a couple things. One is, forgot to mention earlier in the show that I'm giving away a pair of tickets to see Houndmouth at the National on Thursday, November 14th. So call on the station when we're playing music, and there's a lot of long sets, so you got plenty of time to do that. 804-649-9737. And also, real quickly, I wanted to thank everyone who made a donation during the fund drive, because your support is necessary to our all-volunteer, community-funded radio station. Our fund drive is over, but we're still accepting donations, and you can go make yours now at WRIR.org. Just click donate, and you can still get a t-shirt, coffee mug, and pay it forward underwriting announcements now. WRIR counts on your support, and there's still time now. Thanks, and visit WRIR.org to make your donation.
By the way, that How Sweet It Is was recorded on 11-13-76 at the Humboldt State University in Arcata, California.
Wow, almost...
almost exactly...
50 years ago.
48, whatever.
Yeah, a long time ago. I just wanted to say that also that what I love about the show that Strass put together here is it just shows the diverse types of music that influenced Jerry and all the different types of music that he played. And I think that the Grateful Dead and Jerry are a great rabbit hole for people that, you know, they get turned on to the Dead. And the next thing you know, they're listening to all sorts of music because that's what Jerry and the Dead did. And the other thing I wanted to mention, I saw the Garcia Project this week. I tried to get Strass to come up. I saw him at Capitol Ale House. They do Jerry sets from the 70s through the 90s. It was really pretty hot.
By the way, I also kind of broke one of my own rules again there. Scott, when we started playing the show, was like, well, why don't we do like blocks of music by like, you know, people he played with? And so that was kind of without, unintentionally, that was sort of the Donna Jean and Keith and Ron Tutt block there. And we'll be going into some other blocks that I unintentionally created.
What's next? I forget. You said
Think.
All right.
From Electric on the Eel.
All right.
82987. French's Camp.
right, Straz.
Yes, you give up your man, I'll give up my woman. Think, an old blues tune. Anyway, that was from Electrical and the Eel, which was a multi-day gig that Jerry did at Pierce's Camp on the Eel River in California.
All right. I'm going to do the top of the hour. You're listening to the Man in the Gray Flannel Suit Show with the Haberdasher and special guest, Dr. Straz, on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. Let me share a couple quick public service announcements, and then we'll get back to the second hour of tonight's program. But first this. You'll find plenty of programs, events, and activities at Virginia State Parks. Virginia's 34 parks have thousands of campsites, hundreds of cabins, more than 500 miles of trails, and convenient access to Virginia's major waterways. They offer beaches, picnic shelters, family lodges, meeting facilities, festivals, concerts, nature programs, cultural happenings. The list goes on and on. From Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, there's something for everyone. To see a complete listing of Virginia State Parks and learn what each has to offer, visit www.dcr.virginia.gov/state_parks. And then this, whether you're a cyclist or a motorist, there are ways we can all make getting around safer for everyone. We all share the same roads. State law requires motorists to give cyclists 3 feet clearance when passing and must do so at a safe speed. Cyclists are allowed full use of traffic lane, though if the cyclist feels it is safe, they may move to the right to allow motorists to pass. When exiting your car, check for cyclists in your side view mirror before opening the door. Cyclists should always ride with the flow of traffic. Aim for visibility when riding your bike after dark with a white front light and a rear red light or red reflector. You can find more tips for safer cycling at bikeleague.org and at nhtsa.gov/bicycle-safety. All right, where are we going next, Raz?
Well, let's make that a surprise. I did want to mention that the personnel on that last tune were Jerry, Gloria Jones, John Kahn, David Kemper, Jacqueline Branch, and Melvin Seals. So that's sort of the Melvin Seals version of the Jerry Garcia Band. We'll be hearing some more from them.
Good. And don't forget, those Houndmouth tickets are still available, 804-649-9737. Here we go.
Sun was green.